Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in. This is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 69. Fight your exercise procrastination. So I'm recording this podcast guerrilla style today. I know the podcast should be my main focus in life, but somehow every week I seem to be trying to squeeze the podcast into my life as opposed to shaping my life around the podcast. But sure, that's just the way it has to be at the moment. Life is very, very busy, and I'm sure you understand exactly the same scenario. So hopefully something is better than nothing. And guerrilla style, because I'm actually recording it from my wife's car today, and I'm absolutely delighted that I'm not doing a video podcast. I'm not doing a video vlog, because if you were to see the amount of rubbish in this car, thankfully my wife doesn't listen to my podcast very often, so she doesn't know that I'm slagging her car. Anyway, that's TMI, too much information. Let's get cracking. Fight your exercise procrastination. So this is my job, coaching people, teaching people, training, professional martial artist, have been for decades. And you know what, I'll let you into a secret, I can still find it hard to train. I can still find it difficult to get the time. I can still come up with all the excuses going, because life gets in the way, and because it's my business, it's very easy to get caught up in paperwork and social media marketing and what I'm doing right now, podcasting, and all the other various sides of entrepreneurial small business that you can get caught up with that's not actually involving training. I thought it was going to be great. I'll do this job and I'll be able to train all day, every day. And it's actually hard. You have to make sure you schedule your training. So therefore, I'm in this environment. I can imagine people that are listening to this can have really good excuses not to exercise. I really can fall off the bandwagon. If I'm finding it difficult and I live in this environment and I work in this environment, I'm sure that people that aren't working in the health and fitness industry can find it really, really difficult to train sometimes. Or, in other words, you can have even stronger procrastination and stronger exercise procrastination than I have. But I guarantee you, I've given it a good go throughout the years, which is probably why a lot of fighters have to have fights on the horizon to motivate themselves to train. So you don't want that to be the situation with you, because we all know we feel better mentally as well as physically when we have a decent training regime or decent training routine in place. I am going to list a rake of excuses that I hear on a regular basis, ones that I've given myself and ones that I hear all the time from people as to why they can't exercise. So this is going to be a minute or so of serious negativity, because there's a load of them. You might identify with a couple of these, and if you're putting these barriers into place, well, we'll talk about that in a second. Right, are you ready for this? All the excuses and reasons that you aren't exercising. So these are all your procrastination excuses. Here we go. I've no time. I'm too busy. I'm too unfit. I'm too out of shape. I'm too self-conscious. I feel too old. I'm too stiff. I can't afford it. I'm too intimidated. I'm too comfortable where I am. It's too hard. I'm too tired. My kids need me. It's boring. I've no coordination. My rhythm sucks. I'm not seeing results. I've already lost weight. I've already gained weight. I don't like sweating. So I'm sure you have way more. That was a blast of negativity and excuses. I'm sure you identify with some of them. I'm sure you might have other ones. If you do, I would love to hear them. Funny, especially funny ones. I'm washing my hair or whatever else excuses you've used. But training, you need to train. You know what? Every training session counts. You think that it won't count, but every training session does count. This is a long-term venture. It's not a short-term gain. So don't get frustrated if you don't see the results. No matter where you are, in fact, the older you are, the more unfit you are, the more out of shape you are, the more you need to be exercising. So you need to set really small goals. You could be setting yourself up for failure. You could be trying to motivate yourself to go to the gym or to the martial arts club or to whatever physical exercise it is that interests you. Pick one that does interest you, that will alleviate the boredom. But you could be setting yourself too big a task. You could be going in and trying to operate at maximum tilt for 60 minutes. That's too big a goal. Your goal is just to get to the environment. If it's a gym, it's even easier because you can go at your own pace. What is a training session? It could be a 5-minute training session. It could be a 10-minute training session, and build up for there. From there, have the confidence that once you start, the endorphins are released and it's easier to keep going. It's the just the getting there. It's the making the decision to go and to exercise. That's the hardest part, to actually just pick yourself up, arrive in that environment. When you get to that environment, if you don't want to do a hard, long training session, don't. Do 5 minutes, but I guarantee your 5 minutes will turn into 6 minutes or 7 minutes or even longer. So set smaller goals. Don't be setting yourself up for failure. Don't be trying to kid your self-conscious, because your self-conscious knows if you've had some horrible training routines or training regimens, or you've done some horrible training class that you found very, very difficult and that were above where you should have really pushed yourself, then your subconscious knows that it's going to be grueling. So do a nice rewarding training session, like walking in the park. Like, it doesn't have to be a hard sprint. It can just be a nice leisurely walk on a treadmill, a nice leisurely cycle. Could be, for us martial artists, could be a leisurely round on the bag, punching and kicking. It doesn't have to be full tilt where you're redlining your lungs. Especially every time, if you're doing that every time, you're not allowing your body to recover, and you're not going to fool your mind when you tell yourself, look, I'll just go and do a handy one today. And each one counts. The handy ones count, so easy sessions count as well. You owe it to yourself and everyone around you to be as physically and mentally fit and healthy as you can be, because it improves everything. It improves your longevity, it improves your mood. You know, it means that you're future-proofing your body from illness and disease. I mean, you definitely owe it to yourself. It is a priority. It's not a luxury. We tell ourselves that training and physical exercise is a luxury. Sure, it's not. It's your whole well-being. It's your whole mental and physical state. And once you're in a good place physically and mentally, it's easier for you to help the people around you. And, you know, if there's loved ones in your life, and hopefully there are, it's better if you are physically fit and if you're mentally fit. So hopefully that helps you. Hopefully it's given you a little bit of motivation, even if it's just helped you to remove some of your excuses. Now, I didn't go through each one of those excuses because I didn't want to patronize people who are listening to the podcast, because I know that the answer is already in each one of us. We already know that we're making these excuses. We already know that each one of these things that I've listed are excuses, and we already have the combative answer to each one of these excuses. So, you know, you don't need me to go through each one and tell you why you do actually have a little bit of time, or you can afford to do a bit of training, which can be free depending on how you're doing it, or that, you know, you're not too old. You don't need me to go through each one of these. You already know it's procrastination. You already know it's excuses. So go through them yourself in your own mind. Anytime you catch yourself giving yourself an excuse, or you're not getting into a routine, make sure you do a quick assessment. Make sure you pull yourself, don't let yourself away with it. Pull yourself up over it and give it your best go. And you'll absolutely feel better as a result. Momentum. It's all about momentum and small steps. One foot in front of the other will carry you forward and bring you to that momentum. So thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.